there's a certain strengthening that happens in times like these. It is, of course, human to want the world around you to reflect to you, to some degree, who you are and what you are. And you cannot trust your world to do that now, because the world in which you are living currently is not honest and not good. And so you get to practice moving into the center again, and to understand that your place is determined by the way you interact with the universe and your willingness to let the universe guide you through the times like the ones we are experiencing now. Always, of course, it is the preference, because it's human, because of humanity, to want the world to reflect to you who you really are. But only the universe knows who you really are, and you know who you really are. And this is a time in which that must be enough. That must be a bedrock. The person who knows you beside the universe is you. And when you are able to hold that, as the times happen around you, waiting for this cycle to break and go away, you do not lose yourself. You are who you are. You know what you know. You believe what you believe. And you are known and loved by the force that created you. When you are doing that, you are making the best possible use of your time. In this time, of course, will not go on forever, but it is never a bad thing to have that central connection honored and known by you. There has been such an emphasis in your world on continuing to work, continuing to fill a bowl, and we will work harder, and we will do more, and we will know more. But there is a hole in the bottom of that bowl, because where you're going to, where you need to be, is with yourself, and with a kind of, how do we say, a knowing approval, a knowledge that you are enough, and that you are loved. No matter what is reflected back to you in the world, it is such a powerful thing to remember who you are and not to be dependent on what is outside of you to tell you who you are. And this time is strengthening the muscle that we all need and in this world. And once again, when there is an ease, sometimes we lose the muscle. And it is times like these that drive us back into the center and say, no, it is you. You are who you are. You believe what you believe. You know what you know. You are loved, and you are on purpose, exactly in this time and place. This does not mean you may like this time and place, but this is where you are intended to be. And if you can hold yourself, then you are helping with what is going on around you, because you are helping to hold center with the universe. And it is the universe that has always been with us and will be with us when this evil time has passed. And do not forget you. When all this is going on, do not forget you, because the universe has certainly not forgotten you. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, feel the blue of peace around you, breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. feel the earth send a cleansing energy up into your body. And let that cleansing energy touch each chakra center and wash whatever may have clung to it too long. Feel it move up through your body, cleansing as it moves. And feel it when it comes into your heart to cleanse the heart center of fear and judgment. And let the energy continue to move into your throat, your third eye, and your crown. And allow your energy to continue upward. And as you move upward, feel the earth fall away. So there's only the lightness and the frequency that is best for you. And move up higher. To the place where your teacher waits for you. And take this time to speak with your teacher. Now receive your teacher's blessing. And know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. Thank you. Thank the teacher for being with you and walking with you. And release your energy into the night sky, feeling the perfect balance of the light and the substance all around you. And know that your light is a part of this substance. From the height, begin to move toward your own body in the physical realm. But stay above your body, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. Bring your consciousness into your body and begin to breathe into your body so that you find balance and strength. When you've grounded in your body,